Where with thou shall the young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves a young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Your amen is weak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your love to us. We thank you for gathering us once again. We pray that, Lord, let the entrance of your word give us life and light. May we live here changed. May we live here blessed. We ask the Lord, your presence will be evident in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I can't feel your amen. Oh. Please take your seat. Take your seat. The cartel at the back, come forward. Come forward. I think that if they are ushers, please help me. I think that the people there, they should come forward. So let the team be balanced. This side too. Let them come. Because you are a conference this thing. If you have a tag, you came for the conference. Those two sisters shouldn't sit there. They are sitting in front. Let them come. Let them come. Yeah. Wafa, you are still drinking apple juice. Look at this boy. He's off. The guy is off. Totally off. They should bring him here. Hallelujah. We thank God that we are here for Strong Christian Conference 2021. Who? Put your hands together. And it's a privilege coming here to actually have a good time and a good fellowship. Those people that should come here. Hey, Yevu. Yevu, gang. La peme. What is that? No, it shouldn't go. It should be here. Sit down. No, I'm mixing all. Before I leave here tomorrow, I will understand. But I wanted to put your hands together for my father, your prophet, and my prophet, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. It's a good place to stand to your feet and clap for. Put his picture up there. An anointed man of God. When we say some, like Reverend William was saying, he's anointed. Aside that, he's intelligent. Do you understand? Even if we say we are putting spiritual things aside, he's a medical doctor by profession. I don't know what you have done with your life so far. Do you understand? And a very handsome man. Why don't you put your hands together for my bishop? Yes. He has created this atmosphere for you to be here. Yes. You see, sometimes, boss, you see, for me, I don't like the sound at the background at all, but if you want it to happen, let it be very minimal. Yeah. You see, sometimes your confidence in your father increases when you know that the house where you live has been built by your father. Do you understand? Are we renting here? Are we paying? Do you pay rent? Don't pay rent. Amen. And when you can see the buildings around, a whole lot of things. So put your hands together for my bishop. Yeah. And he has heart for young people like us. Yeah. Many churches don't think about children. Yeah. Sometimes they say they collect some usher to take care of the children. But yeah, medical doctors pastor the children. Reverend, doctor, bishops and things. Kitu I won't cry, but center leader. Hallelujah. So it's a good place to put your hands together for an international icon, an evangelist. Amen. It's a phenomenon. These are words you should know when you go to school, you use it. They'll make you school prefect. Or use it in the area and they'll make you assemblyman. Hallelujah. And I also want you to put your hands together for our chairman for the Healing Jesus Mission International, Bishop Atu Dixon. Bishop Atu Dixon is our chairman. Yeah. And I want to tell you that you are in a very good denomination. This is Healing Jesus Mission International. There is no denomination like this. I'm telling you. The heartbeat of Bishop Dag is Healing Jesus Crusade. And that whole Healing Jesus Crusade is your denomination. And it's the only denomination that we are able to have a service for the denomination. Global Healing Jesus Service, which we did last week. There's nothing like Global Loyalty House, Global, I can't even remember. But this denomination is the... This denomination is the main denomination. Hey, you people, stand up. Your senior, sir. Stand up. How do you say stand up? Enyo. Cho. Hey, look at this people. Hey, mucho. Hallelujah. So this is a good denomination. Don't let anybody convince you that you must go to another place. You wake up in the morning, you want to go to another church. No, this is the church. Tell your neighbor, this is the church. Hey, I said, tell you, this is the church. The Healing Jesus. When you are in this denomination, you are sure of one thing, that you will be healed in Jesus' name. I say you'll be healed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Mental deficiency, when your brain is on vacation, schizophrenia. No, I have to use the medical test so that you know I'm a doctor, because when they were saying it, yes, personality defect, obsessive compulsive disorder. No, I'm a doctor. They don't believe I'm a doctor, Reverend William. You think I'm a mechanic? I'm not a mechanic. So this is a good denomination. Put your hands together for our denomination. I like the way the boys at the back are smiling. Charlie, encourage. Amen. And also put your hands together for Bishop Wizzy. Yeah. One of the things that is making whole conference very unique is that we have the bishop validating the conference. Yeah. He said a lot of things, but one of the things he said, that there will be a lot of food, which you all ate. Or this is the only conference there will be a lot of food. I'm sure tomorrow too there will be more food. Look at this boy. He has not recovered from the food. He's still... Hey, take the pictures. These are people who have come for the conference. Put the camera on them. And this is the real conference. I'm coming. These are the conference participants. They have tag and t-shirts with a customized notepad. A pen. We've come. Hallelujah. Bishop Wizzy is a blessed man of God. He's an anointed man of God. Yeah. He makes things happen. And don't forget, Abinada is also here. Put your hands together for her. It's not easy. Abinada, God bless you so much for hosting. You see, there were places you wanted to do this conference. And then you send a message. So you have to go and see the district chairman, the regional coordinating council secretary, discuss with the president, chief of defense staff, a whole lot. You say we can't go to those protocols because our English is not good. If you go, they look at you, doctor, go to the hospital, they won't let you do. But yeah, when we say wanted to come, she said that you can put your hands together for. Yeah. Help you from today, you are a doctor. You are a doctor. Yeah, yeah. Lady Pastor Dr. Nana, please clap for her. Yeah, I confer on you. Honor doctor. You are a doctor. Hallelujah. And also clap for yourselves for coming. Clap for yourselves for coming. Yeah. And I get the privilege to follow my very good friend, Reverend William. He when he's going, he say I should come. If he say I should stop preaching right now, I beg, or you just sack me. Hallelujah. But he's a very blessed man. He brought this vision of having conferences around, and we move, and by the grace of God, it's working. So before you sit down, I just want to announce to you that if there is something called conference, this is the conference. Bring me that girl. Bring me, yes, bring her. And the people that attend the conference are these people. Put your hands together for her. These are the conference participants. Yes. Let her come up. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come up. Beautiful. These are the people who came for the conference. Yes. So you see, like Reverend William was saying, when they look at us, okay, these are people who came for the conference. Your parents who said they are going for conferences, it's a lie. This, tell your neighbor, this is it. This is it. Yeah. This is conference. Yeah. So like Reverend William was saying, when you look at us, it's either we are mad. Because for a grown-up man to sit in the car for 10 hours to come and preach to somebody who is not even listening to us. Look at what he's doing. Look at what she's doing. She's eating yogurt. And she's looking at me. Yes. She has the tag. So it's either we are mad or we are unemployed. Or we are men of faith. But the latter is the correct one. We are men of faith. Because we know what can become of this girl. Put your hands together for her. What's your name? What's your name? She can't even. But she's a conference participant. Clap for. Will you sit here or you go? Let's go. Okay, let's go. Beautiful. You can please take your seat. Hallelujah. Can't you do just a little bit more? Can't you do, and Reverend William has started with us. He has preached already. I just came to do recap. Can't you do just a little, madam, sit down. Okay, me, when I preach, I correct the people. I have time for that one too. Don't worry, I'll close right now so that tomorrow, we are starting the main conference tomorrow. But those of you who have come today, this is an extra this thing for you. Okay. You add it to your CV. If one of the conferences you have attended is called Strong Christian Conference 2021, into bracket. Hallelujah. Can't you do just a little bit more? And Reverend William was explaining to us that the main idea is that you have started something. You are doing something. And we want you to add on. When you add a little, listen, little things can make a significant improvement. By adding a little salt to the stew taste can change. Yes, it can change. That is why women understand this a little bit more. And that's why they wear fascinators. Yes, something, a little cream. A little bit more. And a certain brother will notice you. A little Jerry Kiss. Little this thing. See that? Your face. A little mascara. A little. Can't you do just a little bit more? We believe that you are doing something. And we believe that what you are doing is right. But we want you to take it a little further. Remember, if I'm not preaching well, you let me know, because today I'm preaching well. Will I go to the South Africa? I'll go, okay. Because we are going to South Africa. So I have to show, because if I don't preach well here, they don't let me go. Land, if I'm not preaching well, you still have to give me five, because if I go, you know that I'll give you a cut. Hallelujah. Yeah. And like, you see, Reverend William was saying that people ask us, where do we get our people from? You see, but a lot of people do not value little things, little children. So you see what we are doing here. Nobody is seeing us. But when we give you 10 years, how old are you? Come. How old are you? Come. Clap for her. What's your name? Eh?
Mimi.
Very good. Mimi is how old? How old are you?
Four
years. 4 + 10. 4 + 10. Who is 14 here? Who is 14? Your daughter is 14. Anita, come. She's 15. Who is 14? Come. Stand here. I've been looking for a lady who is 40. Yeah. 10 years to come, you will see that this girl, stand here. You will see. How many of you know that this guy can do a lot of things? But this one cannot do a lot of things. But this little one, the investment we are making in her life now, because we don't want to throw away the little we have. Do you understand? This little girl, a little investment in her life with few years to come would turn out to become this way. That is why in UD we don't throw our young people away. That is why grown men like us, doctors like us, would pick a car to come to Ho, where we don't know anybody. I don't know anybody here. Maybe my mother-in-law says she's come from Ho, but I don't know. Maybe her house is somewhere here. I have to go and look for it. Hallelujah. A little investment. And let me tell you, do not think that you are little. You can do something. No. Even though you are a child, madam, these are the conference people. A little sleep, a little slumber. Can't you do just a little bit more? They don't understand, but we are preaching. Please put your hands together for them. Let them take their seat. Yeah. Mimi, God bless you so much. Take your seat. Yeah. Let me tell you, in life, the little things you do are those things that you are known by. You see, like the president of Ghana we have, he's a lawyer. President Nanado is a lawyer. Do you know that? Many of you don't know. He's a lawyer. He's so many things, but there's only one thing you can remember when they mention his name. He's a president. But he didn't go to school to study presidency. There is no course in the university like how to be a president. Yeah. I said the little things you do, those of you who know me, you don't know I'm a doctor. No. You don't even know me. Do you know Akosua Hiadom? You don't know Akosua Hiadom. Yeah. Akosua Hiadom is my classmate. But I don't know her. But you know me. Do you know me in the hospital? The little things you do are those things that you'll be known by. So, can you not just do a little bit more? What's your name? Seraphine. Can you not do a little bit more? Young people, we have come to tell you that, listen, in all you're doing, just add a little. Everybody say a little. Say a little. No, we are not asking you for much. We are not asking you for much, because you will give excuses that when we came, some two men, they say they came, they are doing conference and they are telling us to do things that we cannot do. But we are just asking you to do a little of what you are already doing. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. Give me that scripture in Message Bible. John chapter 6. Pray other people, hurry up. I don't have a lot of time. Oh, there is no John chapter 6 in your Bible. Verse 8 to 9. Bring it in Ewe. I want to read in Ewe. But let's read in English first. Then we try the Ewe. John 6. Okay, so one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, 9. There is a lad here. I want Message Bible. It will give. Okay, so the Message Bible says here that one of the disciples, it was Andrew, brother. Verse 9, the same Message Bible, but don't go to 10, go to 9. This was the response Jesus gave. There is a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But that's a drop in the bucket for a crowd like this. This was a little boy. This was a little boy. A little boy. Listen, little things are significant. Little things are important. And this boy was the boy who helped Jesus Christ to feed so many people. You see, even when they were bringing, they said, oh, there's a little boy here, he just have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And then he said, even when you look at it, it won't do anything. Just abolo 5. Keta school boys, small, 2. Then the response, Jesus didn't mind him. Jesus said, let the men sit down. Because Jesus knows what he can do with that little thing. There is something you are holding. Young people, listen. There is something you have. Hey. Look at you. You almost have pubic hair. Look at what you are doing. How old are you? 6 years and you were taught to climb things. But I hope people, you comport yourself. Put your hands together for yourselves. Because I'm not shouting plenty. Yeah, it's working. It will work. Yeah. This little boy was useful in Jesus' ministry. You can be useful. You can be useful in building the church. I mean, are we not building the church? Is it not the church you want to build? Yes, we want to build the church. And so, in building the church, you cannot sit and tell us that you are a little boy. This was a little boy who helped Jesus' ministry. He offered the little he has. He said, go to the verse 9 again. The verse 10 is, that's what Jesus said, but I'm not interested in. He said, there is a little boy here. Was it not this scripture that Jesus fed the 5,000 people? So in the service where Jesus was having the church service, there were 5,000 people, and except this small boy, this boy also attended the service. So this small boy also went for the conference. But in that conference, Jesus didn't say there will be a lot of food. So he went with his lunch. You see, this one, Bishop Easy said there will be a lot of food. But that conference, when Jesus was doing the invitational video, he didn't say there will be food. So this boy prepared. He brought his lunch. So at a point, Jesus said that, no, if I allow this boy to go out for break, they won't come again. So, yes, they are very hungry. So let me get them. So they start taking, please, is there anywhere they sell this? And then they said, then this guy came. So there's a small boy. So I'm sure the boy was even about to eat. They said, oh, Jesus, there's a boy here. That's a bolo 5. And Keta Abobi Taj. It's Abobi Taj. Can you put help me? It's Abobi what? It's not Abobi Taj. Abobi Taj is the one who used to eat the pepper. But that one too is good. It's, yeah. You can eat it with a bolo. And then we see a workplace. I'm not feel like a workplace. Hey, why you eat pizza here? Hey ho! Hey, you eat pizza here. I'm not feel like a workplace. Hey! Oh no, this is the B church. Clap for yourselves. What's a workplace? Even the name alone tells you that. A workplace. I'm not feel rice. Show the camera. Rice, you eat rice. Jollof. I work play. Hallelujah. I want to show you few things that you must do a little bit more in. Do you understand? Because look, we want to build a church. Do you understand? We want to build a church. In few years to come, you are all growing up. But this is your church. I want you to know that this is your church. This is where you get married. This is where we do naming ceremony for your son. Do you understand? And it will be there. You come and show us a certain girl that this is the girl you found. Right here, you'll be walking here. You come and sit down here. Bishop will be here, dearly beloved. We are gathered here in the sight of God and the face of this congregation to put together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. And we'll see a lot of nice things. So this is your church. And we are building the church. For us to build the church, everybody in the church must do a little bit more. The way is not coming. Me pogelo. How this is correct? I'll beat him. You know, that way I understand. Oh, by something, it's because of something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number one, a little bit more in your commitment to the church. A little bit more. I know you are committed. That's why you have even come for the conference. Yes. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 22. A little bit more to your commitment to the church. Most of you here, even sitting down here already, you have backslidden. You have gone off. Your church attendance is based on your feelings. You come when you like. When you sleep, you wake up, you dream, then you act based on your feelings. He said, come back. No, go to King James. Come back. I want you to see the right word. Yes, return. You backsliding children. So it means that children can actually backslide. And I will heal your backsliding. I know you are committed to the church. But let your commitment add extra. Do a little more of your commitment. You see the way you are committed to your school. Your school. Extra classes. You see, you do a little bit more in your school. You go, classes start at 7, but you go at 5 o'clock, you are there. Yes. A little bit more. Convert that commitment and bring it to the church. A little bit more of your commitment to the church. And you see, one of the things I've come to realize is that your church friends, hey, you're asking whether he has money. You work at the bank. What are you asking? Do you work at the bank? One of the things I've come to realize is that church friends are the friends that can stick and stay with you for years. Not school friends. I can't remember those I went to class one with. My class one, even class two. Even JSS friends. We are on the page for a year now. Nobody has put full stop there. I understand what I'm trying to say. By your church friends, look, your J church friends, they will stay with you. On your wedding day, they'll be your groomsmen and your bridesmaid, your J church friends. I didn't meet Reverend William through school. We attended different schools. He went to better schools. I met him through church. You went to school with Reverend William. Bishop, you also, who is the bishop? This is the bishop. Bishop, you went to school with Reverend William. Did you go to the same school? Do you attend the same school? It's church. Yes. Your commitment to church. If you are clapping, clap well, because I don't feel that I'm preaching. Yeah. Your commitment to church. Listen, don't backslide. Never. Never. Go a little further. Add a little commitment. Your loyalty to the church. Go a step further. You see, and now I know that most of you are these social media people. You go on Facebook, you know of a lot of the stupidity happening. Yeah. A lot of borderline stupidity on social media. They are insulting the church. The church is a cult. We like it. Oh, we like it. Injustice. A lot of big grammar. A lot of big grammar which doesn't make sense. Word salad. But we are happy here. Some of you, if it has not been the church, by this time, you have 3 children with 8 fathers. Shall I go to the next point? Or I should be here small? Oh no, my time is up. Yeah.
Even though you are just 15 years.
Yes.
If it has not been this church that a certain pastor has crossed your path, you even now that we are even pastoring, you can even see how it is. When there's a funeral, you don't even know who has died. You go there, and there, all the boys are just around you, just like that. As I'm preaching, you are thinking of the guy who broke your virginity already. Even though you are in safe church, why church? You don't sit up. May your commitment to church be a little bit more. How many of you are going to be committed to the church a little bit more? Extra commitment. Number two.
I'll finish right now, then you go. Me, I didn't come to preach. Yeah. Number two. A little bit more in your listening to preaching messages. A little bit more. That is, even if you do it. Listen, this Bola people listen to music you don't understand. You spend your data to listen to rubbish. Bishop Dark Edward Mills has preached and it's recorded. You can get it and listen to it. Look, if you listen to that man, your life will change suddenly. I don't know if you listen to messages. Which message did you listen to? You are joy. You are joy. You are peace. You are peace, joy, peace, and love. Do you listen to messages? Do you have mobile phones? So what do you listen to? Listen, everybody here must listen to messages. A little bit more. What they've not told you. We all listen to something, though. We all listen to something. So if you don't listen, I've come to tell you that you are behind. A little bit more in you listening to messages. From today, listen, those of you who have phone, go bring it to the people at the sound. Please tell them that you want them to put Bishop Dark Edward Mills messages on it. And listen, sleep with the messages. As you are asleep, let it play. Ezekiel 2:2. Let it play. Rather, you listen to Bola to sleep. You can't even hear what the people are saying. And those things, they introduce evil spirit in your life. Evil spirit. I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking. They can't find Ezekiel 2:2. And there's no Ezekiel. Okay. It has come. And the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. May a spirit enter you as you listen to messages. Are there people? You don't say Fridays, you don't say amen in hope. Oh, okay. Oh no, but the way they are quiet. I say, may a spirit enter you. Yeah. I'm not feeling. I feel I should remove my distance that, because I'm now. Hold it. It's a new one I bought. If you spoil it, you won't go to the South Africa. But you say, yeah, Bishop. Bishop don't remove Bishop things. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Bishop Dagwood means he's a good man. He's a good man. As you listen to him preach, look, even your grammar will change. Look, there are a lot of words I learned in church. A lot of grammar. When I go to a place and I speak, people are happy because I speak good grammar. Look at you. You can't speak. That's why I'm a doctor. I've learned all my medical words in the church. There is a church that has made me a doctor. It's not like some school has made me a doctor. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen to messages. Listen to messages. Listen to preaching messages. Don't listen to stupid people. And there's a certain pastor I say has come from Accra. It's just insulting. No, I'm not insulting. I want to differentiate between a stupid person and a sensible person. He said, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. Look, you will stand on your feet. Can you not see that? Can you not see that UD pastors are not sanctuary people? Look at the UD. Look at your bishop. Do you think the UD pastors, they are just... No. We are intelligent people. Yeah. When there's an issue, we do a forensic assessment.
These people here, the participants are responding well.
Yeah. He said, and set me upon my feet that I heard him that spake unto me. May you be set on your feet in Jesus' name. As you listen to message, may you become a better person. I said, may you become a better person. You will become a better person.
Yeah. Number three. I have to do it till so that.
Number three. A little bit more in singing Christian songs.
Yeah.
By the grace of God, we are blessed with so many songs in this church.
Yeah. Hey, Yevuvi. 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 Hey, let's sleep. The way it is.
We are blessed with songs in this church.
Yeah.
When we bring the song, first love songs, you should be able to sing some. Which of the first love songs can you sing? When we bring the soundtrack, can you sing anyone? Can you sing anyone? Can you sing anyone? You can't sing. But when we start, yeah. You see, if I've not said, yeah, yeah, you see, I'm all laughing. You know it. Look for one soundtrack and play for me. And let somebody tell me what type of song is that. Just play any of the soundtracks for me. You should be able to know the songs we have in this church. Every day, take glory, Father, take glory, Son.
No.
Yes. What song is this? What song is this? What song is this? When we play the soundtrack, this is I bless the day I found you. Yeah. Give me another one. You should, when we start the soundtrack, you should know what type of song it is. A little bit more. Change it for me. Give me another one. So that it doesn't look like this is the only song we have. We have a lot of songs. We have those that you can dance with. What song is this? Hey! Ho! What song is this? Yes, who can tell which song is this? Yes, what song? Wait.
What's in that well?
Clap for him. Clap for him! Yeah. Give us another one. Look. We have a lot of songs in this church. Put your hands together for Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Chok. And stand to your feet. This one is what? Build your house on the rock, eh? Give us another one. You must listen to the songs in this house. This one is what? You say you don't know the songs?
Jesus, Savior of the world.
Jesus, sing it. These are the songs you must be singing. These are spirit-filled songs.
Tell the world.
What about here? Why? When we close, come and take $2. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Very spirit-filled songs. A little bit more in you singing Christian songs. You don't listen to good music. You don't listen to good music. Nyamia sent me a text message. He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Send a Kweku Freepond, the Assembeba. You know it. Don't pretend you don't know these songs here. And you are singing it. As you are here, your main guy is Shatawale. Hey! You have Shatawale pictures in your room. You have Shatawale shirt, SM for life. Last week, you and your friend B, you were fighting Stoneboy and Shatawale. Who has more money? Look at you. A little bit more in you singing Christian songs. I'm saying once again that come with a phone, go to the people at the back and tell them that copy the songs for me and lend it. Yeah, we are blessed to have our own songs. Anointed songs written by Bishop Dark Edward Mills himself. Can you sing Reigning at 16? Give us the tune for Reigning at 16. Or you don't have it. I should go and come. If you get it, let me know. But listen, songs are one of the things that can introduce the presence of God in your life. If you listen to bad song, evil spirit will enter you. No, you see, whoever composes the song has the person's spirit backing the song. So when you listen to a song, one group of people that their songs are very good are Hillsong. Hillsong. You listen to Toilet. You listen to foolish people who are singing. And some of you, if I say I pick your phone right now to check the songs that are on it. Mercy. It will be. Amen. The next one is a little bit more in your quiet time. That's what Bishop William, Reverend William has shared with us. A little bit more in your... Listen, tomorrow you wake up, you don't do your quiet time. Don't come here. Yeah. If we call you here and you can't share your quiet time with us, we've closed the conference. We won't preach again. Do you want us to go to wherever we came from? Yeah, so tomorrow do your quiet time. Yeah. The next one. A little bit more in making your talent available to the church. We know you are giving your talent to the church. Yeah. Like the scripture I just read, John 6 verse 9. The small boy, he made his food available to Jesus. What are you making available to the church? Some of you can dance, but you will just not join dancing stars. Because you said that the one who teaches the dance, he is too low. That's your only problem. You don't like the guy. Because he's some way. He insulted your mother last time, so you not join the dance. If he is the one who teach the dance, then you not join. Meanwhile, your school, when we are doing graduation, do they do graduation? Oh, we should see you. Who is crying? Hey, come for your conference money and go home. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
The people, you know people. I say amen. Oh, amen. Oh. I think I should add the whole because of the whole nature. Amen. The little boy, he made his talent available. What are you making available to the church? You can play instruments, but you don't play. You won't play. No, you play. Sundays, you are moving from church to church to play so that they pay you. Shabu, by the grace of God, you did. We will never pay. Even the pastor is not paid. And we should pay drama. Drama. The reverend doctor is not paid. Nobody pays my smith. They don't give me $12 million.
and you want me to pay you because you come and sing. You sing like the way Anita, is it Anita? Like the way Anita has sung right now. How much come? How much will you collect? How much will you collect? If no, we are paying everybody. Come, we are paying every. So if you sing, for how much will you charge us? If you, how much? No, we want to pay everybody. How much? 200 Ghana cedis. Okay, next. You, what do you do? Come, everybody come. Yeah, what do you do? Eh? Base. How much you collect?
200.
You to 200. Please calculate for me. You to come. What do you do? You to play base. Hey, two. How much?
200.
You to collect 200. You reduce. 200. Fixed price. If it, because of us, you have reduced for us. Okay. Next person. You, what do you do?
100.
You, what do you do? What do you do? You say 100.
Keyboard.
You say you collect how much?
100.
You want to reduce? How much? If you reduce, how much?
50 cedis.
50 cedis. Okay, you need to come. How much? You take 150. What do you do? Drums. How much did we buy the drums? And the person playing the drums is collecting 150. Dancing stars, stand up. Dancing stars. All the dancers, stand up. Say you came to dance at the conference. How much are you charging? 100 cedis. This, your waist, you came to shake here 5 minutes, 100 cedis. How much? 50 Ghana, yes? 100. 100. You charge 80. But you are owing somebody 80 cedis. How much?
1,430.
Yes. On a Sunday morning, yes? You to collect 100. Pray, all choristers, sit down. All choristers, stand up. Choristers, sit down. Are the same people? Okay, so it's the same amount. Or you want to charge again? The same amount. How much is my bill? 1,530. MC, how much are you taking? 500. MC, it's a fixed price. Oh, okay, 500. Video, okay, because we are a Christian. When it's a church, normally you collect 500. But if it's funeral and graduations, you take
2,000.
2,000, but it's church. Your mouth like 2,000. Cameraman, how much?
100.
Eh? 100. This work, you take 100. Oh, you are very generous. The main cameraman, how much? 400. 400. Sound. Everything, projecting, sound, Facebook, it, how much? 5,000. How much is our offering in the first? They say, unless you sell me. Make your talent available. Clap for Jesus. I said, make your talent available to the church. Yes. You can, some of you, it's not dancing, it's not singing, no, but you can organize people. You can organize. You can do nice praise and worship. Everything you charge, everything we have to pay you. Because everything, you see profit in it. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to make your talent available? A little bit more of your talent. Listen, a little bit more of your videoing. Yeah, you can learn the video and take it to another level. Don't be happy with what you are doing. Those playing the keyboard, take it to another level. The keyboard, they play some things. Progression. That one is nice. When you play the keyboard, it should be like Danny Boy. This work? Upper stretches. I taught you all these things. He hasn't forgotten all that I've taught him. Young people, how many of you are going to make your talent available? Yeah. Some of you can talk. You can talk. Yeah. One of the things about sanguine is that we don't think. But when we start talking, we don't really think about the thing. Yeah. But when there's a meeting and you are around, it's a nice meeting. I mean, when there's a meeting, look, I can do party with pure water, only pure water, and all the people will be happy. You come again to come and drink only pure water. What are the pure tests we have here? What are the type of pure water we have here?
Vena. No, this one. No, the one in rubber. You have cool. Crystal. Whole water is very nice. Ever pure. May you do a little bit more by presenting your gift and your talent to the church. Jesus Christ, when he was having a service, a small boy, a little boy, he gave out his lunch. If it were you in that service, like the next Monday, it will be in the news. Pastor collects child's feeding fee. Front page. Then they'll bring Jesus' picture about the preaching. Pastor collected child's lunch. It is a serious. Then you see journalist, wicked pastor, into a wicked pastor. Darkness in Jesus' church service. Nice this thing. But all this thing, they will never bring us in this thing. Hallelujah. A little bit more. Tell your neighbor, a little bit more. Are you going to do a little bit more? Are you going to do a little bit more? Yeah. Listen, this dancing, you are dancing. You can take it higher. You can take it higher. Every day, one step. Every day, the same move. How many of you want to go higher? Hey, higher. When the praises goes up, his glory comes down. Higher. Because I've not paid, don't play. When the praises go up, it's a reggae song. Tell us, you hear the bass, because I don't pay. I should hear the bass.
His glory comes down. Higher,
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 higher. When the praises go up,
his glory comes down.
Got it. Amen. Anything you are doing, you must take it higher. A little bit more. A little bit more. Next one. A little bit more in your prayer life. Are you learning something? A little bit more in your what? Your prayer life. You are doing flow. You won't do. You won't do flow. Like, you don't even know what is flow.
This pastor has come from Accra. He said that there is something they call flow.
I mean, there is something they call flow. You don't even know when we do flow. How many of you know about flow? Mm-hmm. Lift up your hands, bro, if you know flow, because I'll ask you. What is flow? Yeah, you say you know flow. What is flow? What is flow? Hey, you see, you don't know flow. Prayer meeting. Like Reverend William was explaining. When you come and we are praying. Then somebody go and kick somebody. That's how you do your prayer meeting. Am I telling lies? Is that not what the children they do? A little bit more. Look. There are some things. It's only by prayer. May you pray a little bit more. I said, may you pray a little bit more. Hey, you are in this world, you don't pray. Christianity is a fight. You say you pray. Young girls coming, you pray. You are looking for a rich man with pot belly to marry you. You pray. It's not all pot belly that is a sign of prosperity. Some of the pot belly is diabetes. Some of them too. Hey! Guys, pray. Yeah.
Because you see, as we are praying, we are asking that go and break up with a boy, with a girl. Look, there are some girls that you cannot easily break up with them except by prayer. This type of fair girls. No. You can't tell her, let's break up. You have to pray and do fasting. Lord, Father, I break up with Etonam. I break up with Etonam. Masot. Abraha. What are you just want to break up like that? It's not impossible. You can't just break up and go free. Have nightmares. You break, the next morning she will stitch you. You've come back. Hey, the tag we've given you, you are sticking it on. Hey, my friends, participants. Amen. Hallelujah. A little bit more in your prayer life. You want to become an engineer, you don't want to pray. You want to become a nurse in future, you don't want to pray. You will end up as a nursing mother. Telling you. You want to be a nurse, you don't pray. You'll be a nursing mother right now at the age of 15. It's different from being a nurse. Yeah, nursing mother and a nurse, they are two different things. Yeah, two part, different part, opposite pathways. Amen. Acts 12, verse 12. I want to show you a little girl who prayed. Acts 12, verse 12. Oh, there's no Acts. Still shaking his head, amazed, he went to Mary's house. The Mary who was John Mark's mother. The house was packed with praying friends. Verse 13. The house was what? Packed. When he knocked on the door to the courtyard, a young woman named Rhoda, if you read King James, he said, damsel, a young girl called Rhoda, came to see who it was. Verse 14. But when she recognized his voice, that is Peter's voice, she was so excited and eager to tell everyone Peter was there that she forgot to open the door and left him standing in the street. 15. But they wouldn't believe her, dismissing her report. You are crazy, they said. She stuck by her story, insisting. They still wouldn't believe her and said, it must be an angel. It must be his angel. This was when Peter was released. And they were praying for him. And in that prayer meeting, there was a young girl called Rhoda. A little girl who attended prayer meeting. Why don't you come for prayer meeting? Why don't you come for prayer meeting? Small girl Rhoda went for prayer meeting. And even when she told the people that Peter has come, he said, but I mean, I didn't understand them. You were praying that Peter should be released. And the girl came to tell that Peter is standing here. And you say she's mad. So then why are you praying? So even the people in that prayer, they didn't even believe. You are praying, you want to marry. Eradi Mamboga. Eradi Mamboga. Eradi Mamboga. Eradi Mamboga. Mamboga. So at the point you say Mamboga, Mamboga, it looks like you are speaking tongues, but it's not tongues. So Mamboga, Mamboga, Mamboga. You are praying for a boga from Germany to come and marry you. Hallelujah. May we go up in our prayer life. I know you pray. No, I know you pray. Our Father, I know you do it. You pray. You pray. Our Father, which art in heaven. When you go to school, they make you pray. Now they say Corona, no prayer at school. I don't know how prayer affects Corona, but they say don't pray. Young people, let me tell you, anything you are doing in God's house, take it a little bit higher. Add something little. Don't be complacent. Don't be at one place. What is point number one? Hey, you are not writing notes. A little bit more what? To your commitment to the church. That point, they take it seriously. Your commitment to the church. Look, say nice things about the church. Oh, say nice things about the... Instead of you, Pastor, preaches well. You are at the place there. Your old madam is insulting your pastor. And in this church, they are in church. When we allow you to go home, some apetite will go and press your breast. That's why we make you stay.
They say if he has money, a better. If he doesn't have money, he's a fool. But he has money, a better. A better is landlord. Landlord, eh? A better is landlord. Oh, show me the thing. Oh, why are you angry with me? Peace. A better is what? You are peace. A better is what? Landlord. And a fool is what? Yeah, and the one who doesn't have money, Togbe. No, Togbe comes before Efu. Togbe is like Ebusia Penny, grandfather. Huh? So I bet Togbe Efu dear. I walk playing morning, I walk playing afternoon, I walk playing evening, to I walk playing. Don't go and tell your father is Efu, no. So man, before we go to Accra, no, as I see the bus cannot move again. Hey, I beg, let me go home. I've left my wife and children at home, so let me go home. Your commit say nice things about the church. This is a nice church. Yeah, look. If I ask you to go out and find churches that is nice like this. Which do you think the senior pastor will allow these people to come and sit? Look at, put the pour water on the chair. These are chairs that pastors sit on. We've allowed people to come and sit on it. Are you still here, or you have switched off? Yeah. Say nice things, and then they say the church, they like money. I mean, if we like money, are you not seeing what we are doing with the money? Can you not see chairs we've bought? Some of you. Who has gone to another Sunday school before? Not here. You've gone to another church, Sunday school before. All of you were born into this church. Also, for you went to different Sunday school. When you went to that church, where were the children meeting?
They were meeting in one room.
One room, one district, one factory. Also, for under under what?
Under a tree.
Under what?
A tree. And some under a canopy.
School under tree under school. The children were meeting under trees. So when it's about to rain, and if what time do they close them?
They close before the adult service.
So 9, they've closed. Yeah. If they close you at 9, what are you going to do? 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is when I'm starting opening prayer. Man torobo shikata branda lebe. Lebros torobo torobo. And now starting opening prayer. Those boys who died in Mankesim, some Sunday, is it 14 or 12 of them who died? They died on the Sunday morning when they went swimming. I'm sure they close them at 9 o'clock. My church, 9 o'clock. I'm now starting. Yeah, we are not doing point number one. Your commitment to the church. Has your life not been better as you have joined the church? How many of you can feel that your life is better as you have joined the church? Yeah. All the things you know is church. Yes. Everything is church. Everything church. You marry here. We'll look for a boy for you. We'll marry you. You born fine children. Or, Mimi, what I'm saying, am I not telling the truth? Yeah. You marry here. I'll be at your wedding. Do you understand? Yeah. Point number two. So that we can close. Point number two is what? A little bit more in your what? In your listening to messages. Look, if you don't listen to messages, you are missing. You are missing. Some of you, if you hear Bishop Dark preaching, you can't tell he's the one. Because you are not used to his voice. You are not used to his voice. Some of you, even if not because of this preacher that is here that you've seen him, you will never know him. If you see him on TV, you can't tell. What's point number three?
in singing Christian song instead of singing Ichoko, Ichoke. Why do you sing a song that will choke you? Sister, your name, hey, Louis Vuitton, you know the song, eh? You the one in the white, you know the song, eh? Ichoke. You can sing it. It's even choking you. The Shatawali, the way people sing a song like that, eh? The guy doesn't have voice, so. And his song, two lines. Shatter, freedom, shatter, freedom. My name is Shatter Wally. We finished the song. Another track. This song, what sense is inside? What sense? Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee.
To love you more
is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more. Falling in love with you so deep.
Show me how to love you more.
Is this song not making sense?
I don't want to serve
without loving you.
Oh, take my life
and let it be consecrated, Lord. You can even see the atmosphere in the room has changed.
All my days I give to thee.
To love you more is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more. Fall in love with you so deep. Lord, show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve without loving you.
I don't want to serve without loving you.
It's okay. This is a good song. It's not a very powerful song. Learn the songs, I'm telling you. Learn the songs. Next one. Yes, quickly, so that we go. Reverend William has taught us, a little bit more in your quiet time. Yeah. If you wake up in the morning, the first thing is not jollof. The first thing is not the jollof you have eaten that Sam has left. The first thing is to locate your Bible. I'm telling you, look, we are telling you things that are so. Look, if it were not quiet time, some of us would have been weak smokers. Do you think I don't know where they buy weed? Do you think I don't know where they buy cigarettes? It is quiet time that will deliver you from this nonsense. Hey, I say to her, you are the one they say you don't understand me, you only speak French. Who is the only one who speaks French? Je ne parle anglais. Tu parles français. Why are you not clapping for me? I'm speaking French. You see, this French teachers, they've confused us. Mon ton son, ma ta sa, notre votre le. Hey, this French teachers. Je m'appelle. I didn't tell you about my encounter with a French teacher. I had this French teacher who used to teach us French. Very, I don't know why most French teachers are wicked. So, you see, French was the only subject that was my prayer topic. And because the man was very wicked, when it comes to class, I always put up my best, like I don't misbehave. So I sit with a certain girl. She's called Comfort. She's a police woman now. So that when the teacher comes, and he uses French to teach French. How will this help us? So one day he came and he said, aujourd'hui, quel est la crête la date à la tableau? I don't know what it means. Then
this girl I see, which is the only one who seemed to understand French small. So she stood up. She went to write on the board. Mercredi, something, something, le, something. Then it's like, so she has written the date. Then they say, clap, applaudissez, or something. Then we clap. So the teacher started. Quelqu'un le conjugation, le verbe, le devoir, le être. So, and I said to the girl, so we sit in front, fair seat. So the girl stood up. Je suis, tu es, elle est, nous sommes. Then the teacher said, suivante. So when the teacher said, suivante, then she sat down. You see? And the teacher kept saying, suivante. No, I didn't know suivante means next. I thought suivante means it's okay, sit down. The teacher could suivante. I guess it's and even to continue, I don't even know what to say. I want them to stand up. Suivante. Suivante. But you see, the next thing I remember after saying three suivante was that I was on the floor. I don't know what the teacher did to me. I don't know what the teacher did to me. So when he left, I was angry with comfort. That look, you could have even tapped me so that, like, it's like you don't even stay, just tap me. I know it's my turn. You let me stand up so that I can't say anything, and then they will beat me. But the way you are quiet, that is disloyalty to higher authority. You didn't try for me. Oh, French. French was the only subject that had six. French alone, six. Hey. Oh, it's a lot, too, Reverend. French. But now I'm getting better. Getting better because very soon I'll be going to France to preach. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? You are jealous. Yeah. What's the next one? A little bit more in using your talent. In using your talent, making your talent available. You can make your talent available. You can preach. Everybody here can preach. You too, you can preach. You can preach. I'm saying you can preach. From today, you can preach. Make your talent available. Yeah. One of the group of people that when stupidity enters into them and they manifest and they misbehave are these people who play drum and instruments. Suddenly, when they feel that pubic hair is coming, small here, and small at the central region, they don't respect anybody. Look at how you are playing the team, basa basa. We like it. Then when you are now becoming proper, then you start misbehaving that you are going to TM music school, and that when you teach the children, they have to pay. A little bit more, a little bit more. Next one, a little bit more in your prayer life. Next one, a little bit more in memorizing scriptures. A little bit more in memorizing scriptures. Why don't you know scriptures? Why don't you know scriptures? Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23. John 14:15. Romans 8 verse 11. John 4:24. Why don't you know these scriptures? You know all the musicians in Ghana. You know their names. Oh, you know their names. Yeah. Chelsea, you know their players. Manchester, you know their players. Players, you don't know scriptures. It's a shame. If you are a Christian, you don't know scriptures. It's a shame. I don't fear you. If you don't know scriptures, it's a shame. Sisters, you see, for me, my concern is you. You, the girls. You, the girls. You see, because at the a certain time is coming that you will not be able to think properly. You just need a boy with some baritone voice.
Hi, baby.
And you'll be confused. Averagely, most girls marry foolish boys. Averagely. The girls who marry correct boys, there is an extensive and a deliberate effort for their lives to be directed for them to marry those wise people. But if we leave you to go to town and bring your own boy, you bring us a fool. You bring us a fool. If you look at your class, look at the boy you are having a crush on. You see, they first started laughing. They go, see, they are all smiling. They know the boys are foolish boys. They know them. A boy who cannot wash boxes, whom that somebody buys Pepsodent for. You say you are falling in love. Yeah, the boy forgot to brush his teeth. You come and sit in front of me that, what if a boy invites you to his birthday party? What do you do? When you are hungry, what do you do? If a boy invites you, I would say he's like my brother, but he's not your brother. You girls, when we leave you to go to town and bring your own boy, you bring us nincompoops. But the only thing that can guide your life is the scriptures. Yeah. 2 years ago, there was a girl in our church. The girl wrote BEC. BEC ended on Friday. She went home on Monday. Nobody knew where she was. She went for a camp meeting. We couldn't find her. But wait, look, there is something called a day of temptation. In that day of temptation, what can save your life? It's not a good advice. Look, good advice doesn't change anybody. Psalm 119, verse 9. Good advice doesn't change anybody. I'm telling you. The only thing that can change you is the word of God. The amount of the word of God in your life would determine how your life will be. They can't find Psalm 119, verse 9. They don't know where Psalm 119 is. Oh, you people, I'll pay you. When we close, I'll pay you. You people, they'll pay your money. But these people are not paid their money. Because you are helping this preaching. By the way, you are also doing it. You know? Look at this. How can a young person live a clean life? How can a young person, if you are a young person, show by hands. How can a young person live a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. The word of God is a map. It's a map. He said, by carefully. You are going to a place. You don't know the place. You don't follow a map. How can a young live a clean? You see, our lives are impure. 2 Timothy 2:22. Our lives, look, people, your main problems are this fornication, erection, breasts, buttocks, thighs. Very run away from infantile. Give me King James. I don't like this one. This one, it will not help me. Give me King James. Flee also youthful lust. When you wake up, that erection you have in the morning, it is not mommy water spiritual, it's real. If you don't control that erection, you'll be a father of twins. Therefore, can I preach? I should preach. You say I should preach. I should stop. I should preach. Akpe. Because I'm Reverend William said he's from Adaklu yes, I'm from Sogankopa. Sogankopa. You don't say Sogankopa. It's Sogankopa. That one is science. Sogankopa. Hey, next time they say they are going to hold the boat, don't make me come. Sogankopa.
Amen.
Yeah.
May you memorize the scriptures. Look, you, I know you know some of the scripture, but you can take it a little further. A little further. A day. Reverend William said, quiet time is one policy. One scripture, one quiet time. Can you not memorize that scripture? And I'm not saying, don't use a long verse. Short verse. Can you not memorize that? John 1:1. In the, you all know what is in John 1:1. You want to do a quiet time. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. What are you learning from these scriptures? In the beginning was the Word. It means that anything you are starting in the beginning, start with God. That's what it means. This thing is in you the whole day. In the beginning, anything you are doing, start with God. Anything you are doing, start with God. And this boyfriend who is proposing to me, I have to start with God. What is the scripture saying about boyfriends? May you learn the scriptures. If we say everybody should say one scripture, one, right now, it won't be easy. If you don't say it, you sleep here today. You see how here will be like. Next one. A little bit more in reading Christian books. Young people, we have a lot of things to do. That is why, hey, Ephesians 6:2, sit down. By the grace of God, we are blessed in the church where we have a lot of books. Name it, claim it, take it. How to pray. No, you are invisible. Those who accuse you. Which of Bishop's book do you have? Which of the Bishop's book do you have? Which of them do you read? You are interested in reading other things. Some of you have these secret storybooks under your pillow. And you've been reading page by page. Every night, you read one page. Yes, romantic. By the time you read that book, you sleep. You wake up. Wet dreams. Hey, this pastor, they say this. Don't let me say things. After reading those stories, you begin to masturbate. Don't let me preach. That's not my church. I'm not in Healing Jesus Mission. I'm in Akazu Assemblies. Already that place to there's fire already, so yeah. Finish. You begin to masturbate. Then you begin to watch pornography. Let me tell you, somebody and somebody are in the US. Do you know pornography is an act? The art pornography. And you are sitting down in hole and you are getting erections. Have you thought about it? You are welcome. Come. Just that the food is finished. So, come. Mm-hmm. You went to school. Sylvia, you went to school. When they closed before you came. Okay, so what's your name? Holali. Hey, it's okay. The names, I have to mention one by one. Don't give me the full name like that, you confuse me. What's the name again? Ellie Wilson. Uh-huh, I like the Ellie Wilson. Who that for? Because the names are very nice. Hallelujah. Yes. Christian books. I said Christian, and I'm not missing words when I say Christian book. Christian books written by Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Oh, clap. Christian books written by Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Don't go and take any other book you can't understand. This book, when you read, you understand. You understand. It's a very basic book. You don't read. You want to become a medical doctor? You don't read. What type of doctor do you want to be? Next one. A little bit more in learning instruments. If you can play any instrument, stand up. If you can play any of the instruments, stand up. Come and line up here. Those who can, if you can play any of the instruments, come to the front. Oh, if you can play any of the instruments, drums, keyboard, bass, guitar, come, if you can play.
The whole, look at what we are seeing. So don't say you can't play anything. Come! I'm not talking about ajas. This one is called ajas. Okay, join them. I'm not talking about milk things that you put together. Those who play. What do you play?
Piano.
Play piano. You play what?
Acoustic guitar.
Acoustic guitar.
Piano.
Drums.
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 Bass guitar.
Bass guitar.
Pianist.
Pianist.
Piano.
So you play pianist. You are a pianist. Ah. You are a piano. Uh-huh. You are not a piano. You are a pianist. Do you understand? You play piano. Eh? Got the confidence with which you came, you know. I'm a piano. These are the only people we have. So the rest of you, what do you play? You play Angry Birds. What do you play? You play Super... Do you have Super Birds here? Do they have Super Birds here? Okay, but they are holy. Christ, one of our main prayer topics. So the rest of you don't play anything. Listen, it should be your aim to play one of these things. Yeah, and sisters, don't say it's for boys. Can you not hear somebody say he plays acoustic guitar? You don't even know what is acoustic guitar. Come, what do you play? What do you play?
I play piano and bass guitar.
Go and sit by the piano. Sit, yes, play. We are going to sing. You play for us. Alakato. Play the thing. Start. What key is that? Eh? Come. Your father has done what? Because when he stood up, everybody started laughing.
My father is teaching me.
Ah, so say you are not learning, and you also play guitar. Join them. But clap for him. Yeah. Learn to play an instrument a little bit more. It's one of the things you should add to your life. David was a psalmist. He played the harp. What do you play? You don't play anything. You are just wasting your time. You are learning what? You are not learning anything. You are learning keyboard. Go and play C, Do. Go and play Do. You don't know the keyboard. Go and play Do. Also, what can you play? Okay, come and play some song. Let's see. Play some. Clap for you. What's your name? Eh? Fafali. Play something. Clap for Lady Pastor Fafali. One of the things we do is that we celebrate our own. You understand? When somebody is doing something, we clap, we encourage the person. Clap for Lady Pastor Fafali. What song are you playing? What song are you going to play? Take My Life. Oh, beautiful. Take My Life. Let's go. Why are you not clapping for her? Why are you not clapping for her? Sammy, is it correct? It's correct. Join them. You don't play any instrument. Today you sleep here. Unless you come and tell me you play something. How long have you started learning it? Eh? You are doing what? Some weeks, yeah. Why are you not learning it? What if I come? F-O, come. No. Big six, stand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, stand up. Come. Follow me. Join the line. Join.
Utah, big men, big sis. The people want the $12 million. Guys, hey! Can't stand. I'm not embarrassing you. Do you understand? What's your name? Raphael. What's your name? Dominion. What's your name? David. What's your name? Foster. And I, when I call, I want the Ewe name. Dominion. Huh? Olu. Hey. Chaleba, you look like somebody who's going for a wedding. Oh, God, this shirt, they use the, they use for weddings. What's your name?
Desiadenu.
What does it mean? Everything is nice. Everything is well. Everything is not well as you are here now. Everything is not well. Yes?
Senanu.
Senanu. Senanu means what? God is with us. God is a giver. All the when names, I know they have meaning.
Achu.
Achu. Where is Echi? Where is Echi? Or is Achupi? Echi. Mm-hmm. No, so where is your brother Echi?
Achupi.
Achupi. Ah, okay. Where is she? Is she here? No. She's not here. Okay. Why are you not learning any of the instruments? You don't like it? No. Have you tried and sack you? No. How old are you?
14.
You can impregnate a wife. Or you can impregnate somebody's daughter right now. If you can impregnate, as for you, dear, you can born twins. Don't kill yourself with this thing, though. You are not supposed to commit suicide with it. Hmm? Supposed to identify you. Olu. Are you seeing what I'm saying? No, it should tell you something. Oh, hey, what are you doing? Is she a plant? Why are you watching her? Come and kneel down here and lift up your hands. I said, come and kneel down here. Kneel down here. Kneel down. And lift up your hand. That Jimaclaric behavior that you bring here. Why are you not learning an instrument? You, yeah, everybody cannot play. Why, I'm not asking why you're not playing. Why are you not learning? You don't have time. You are in SHS what?
GSS.
Hmm?
GSS.
SS.
GSS.
GSS what?
Three.
But it's not an excuse. You are in what? University?
SHS.
SHS what?
One.
Now you came for vacation.
Yeah.
When I saw your shirt, I know that. SHS dear. White. He has even written his name behind. Or they will steal it. Look, before we come back here next year, you should be able to play one of this. You can start with drum. It's possible. You can use 3 weeks to learn drums. Yes. Do you know why learning the keyboard is easy? The key is the same. If you go and come back, do is do. It's easier. Oh, Sammy. It is the same do. Wafa. It's the same do. So I'm charging you people. Take them pictures for me. So that when I come, you show them. Where's the camera? Show. Cut them pictures. Cut them. Pose. All of you pose. Pose. Nice one. They say she's smart, but they're no smart, so. Olu, when I come, I'm starting with you. You play the drum next year. Do you understand? Clap for them and let them sit down. You can go a step forward. You can go a step what? Forward. Go and sit down. Clap for them. Next one. I'm finishing. A little bit more in your preaching. A little bit more in your preaching. We must preach. 15, they always have a song. We must work while it is day, spreading the word of God. This one, you don't know. You don't know this one. If it is the Ugbechocho song, like by this time, you've taken it. If it is a Ugbechocho song that I release right now, you will you pour it on somebody again? Will you pour it on somebody again? I don't need explanation. Will you pour it on somebody again? What class are you in? Class 3. Look at what you are doing. Are you the school prefect? Cardboard boy. Are you a cardboard boy? Bell boy. Blackboard cleaner. You don't do anything. You are a class member. Member of the class. Eh? What school do you attend? What's the name of your school? Eh? Hampson. RC. That's the name of the school. Is there a school here called RC? Where is it? Where's
Sokode?
Is where?
Sokode.
It's at Sokode. And you're on vacation. Go and sit down. Don't do that again. Eh? Come and say thank you. Say thank you. Say akpe. Huh? Akpe. Say akpe kakaka. Go and sit down. You can do more by preaching. Say amen. Yeah. Sisters, you can preach. Oh. Sisters, you can preach. You can preach. Fine girls, you can preach. And say pastors, preach. Don't say they are children. When you come to church on a Sunday, you do something like some cocktail party. No. Pastor, you should see me on Sunday morning. You know that I'm in for business. I have to tie my neck as if I'm dying the next 4 hours. All is to show that I've come. A little bit more, pastors. A little bit more in your pastoring. A little bit more. If you can pastor that young girl a little bit more, she will not have a stupid boy telling her she's beautiful. Yeah, she's laughing. It's working. Yeah, she understands what I'm preaching about. Yeah. When a man tells you, he'll give you the world. The world. So that we will go where? We will go and stay where? He's giving you the world. So all of us in the world will pay rent to you. Because you are a landlord. Or a landlady. If Apeto is landlord, landlady is what? Apeno. I thought it to be actress. Who is the only city capital? I know it's not only the city capital with two. Y is also there. Y is two words. Next one. A little bit more evangelism. We are ending. A little bit more in evangelism. 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 Evangelism is one of the words you hear in this church. You are not bored. But I can't pick up Accra with all the risk and come here and I'm preaching, you say you are bored. If you are bored with me, consider Reverend William. He sat in the car 10 hours. Because they told us the whole airport is working. Now we can say it's not working again. 10 hours. Hallelujah. Evangelism. Sisters, you can evangelize. Look at how you're able to convince people to buy things. Can you not convince people? Listen, there are so many people going to hell. There is a place called hell. There is a place where you die. It's called hell. That other people are going. But you are in this town, they do funeral every Saturday. When I was coming, one of the things I saw, I thought, yes, a tourist, it's reef. Do you know reef? When people die, that flowers they put on them. I saw when I was coming, they were by the roadside, different colors. One people. Evangelize. Tell somebody about hell. Tell somebody, Mimi, about heaven. You want to die? and go to hell. Already you don't sleep in an AC. The room you sleep in is like an oven. And you die and go to hell on top. What? A little bit more of evangelism. Young people, you can evangelize. Don't let anybody tell you that evangelism is for a bishop, is for a reverend, is for a basenta leader, is for a batonta leader, is for a motor rider. No! You have time to follow Okada boys. Your boyfriend is an Okada rider. Why are you not telling him about hell? Now in our church, it's not bishops who are building church. It's not reverends who are. All the reverends we have retired. Reverend, we are tired. Ordinary church members. Average Christians. We are building the church. Lady Pastor Mimi, few years to come, you'll be the one here. What's your name? Eh? Lady Pastor Antoinette, next few years to come, you are the lady pastors. What's your name? Reverend Jonathan, few years to come, the church is for you. What's your name? Eh? Eh? I say, Lady Reverend, I say, these are the future pastors. What's your name? Michael. Micah. Yeah. Prophet Micah. I tell you. These are the future pastors. These are the future pastors. We are not joking. You see, when you see us here, I'm telling that it's not like we are unemployed though. I am not unemployed though. No. Fine protocol. We are on Facebook. I can't mention my salary to you. You can pay your fees for the whole of your primary school. I send you to university. 1 month. Hey, the pastor, you have money. Yes, but if I'm a doctor, you think they pay me 3 cedis? It's your old work, madam, that they pay 250 Ghana cedis. It's not that we are unemployed, though. Do you know what Reverend William does? Or you think we failed our exams and we are writing remedial, so we have time? We don't have time, oh. Or you think we are looking for girls? I'm married. I'm a fine girl. My wife has dimple. Fine girl. So you can see that if I'm selecting, I won't select any girl at all. Fine girl. Fair colored. I don't like these black girls. Because if light off, you can't see them. I didn't like this. Like I won't marry you. So even if you are in my church and you are dancing praises in front of me, I won't see you. Because you are black. Fair girls. But when it's light off, she'll be able to see it. I don't buy prepaid. Hey, what do you understand? You're laughing. Are you not supposed to be a prophet? A little bit more of evangelism. Evangelism. Evangelism, young girls. Evangelism. Peace. Joy. And delight. And you are what? Maybe why are you separating? Peace, it should be grace or something. Grace. Peace, joy, grace. Delight, sweet melodies. Our people there, they have nice name. Hilarious. Amen. A little bit more of next one. Visitation. Visitation. You can pass by your friend. I came to find out how you are faring. Yes, from school to your. I came to find out last week Sunday you were in church, or last week Sunday we didn't see you in church. And LP has asked me to come and find out how you are doing.
Oh, last week Sunday I dressed that I was coming to church. Then they said that the okra stew has poured. So my mother asked me to go to Upper West to buy a mop to come and mop the ground. That's why I wasn't in
church. Yeah, because you put your lies. You tell lies. Your okra stew has poured. Your mother said, go to Upper West and go and buy a mop and come and mop the floor. That's how come you didn't come to church. You tell lies. So we know. We know. A little visitation. Look at how the Okada boys have been visiting you. Only you. 3 boys will visit you in 1 day. 3 boys. Christmas is coming.
You see. You see, some of these boys, I don't know what they see. When they see this, you put this cream in your hair. You put cream in your hair recently, huh? Eh? I can see. When you put cream in your hair, small, no. I don't know. Then you see foolish boys are following you. They don't know you are not grown. A little visitation. Fafali, a little visitation. Can you not visit people in the church? That this visitation too is supposed to be for bishop. Bishop is supposed to come and visit everybody. A little visitation. Wafa, where do you stay? Where do you stay? Where do you stay? Diamond Cement. That's where he stays. There's a place called Diamond Cement. Is there a place called Diamond Cement? Hey, sir. Oh, no, okay. Accra, we have Bola Junction. So, Accra, you have Bola Junction. We have a place called Choba. Choba is a place. So, if you stay at Diamond Cement, I'm not surprised. Diamond Cement. How many of you stay at Diamond Cement? You are the only one who is building. But wherever you stay, you have a friend there that you can find out. Church member stays by you. A little visitation. A little visit. A little visit. I know somebody who did a little visit and had a wife. Yeah, a little visit. A little visit, oh. A little visitation can change somebody's life. You say you are in charge of the choir. You don't even know the choir members. You don't know their homes. You don't know. You say you are a shepherd. You say you are a child of the dancing stars. The people who come and dance, you don't know where they are coming from. Whether they are ghosts, they are mommy water. You don't know, but they appear. Find out where they stay. Next one. I'm about to close. A little maturity. I'm closing with that one. Hebrews 5 verse 12. A little maturity. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. You have to grow. You have to grow. You cannot play drums all your life. You must teach people to take over the drums. You must be a preacher. Hebrews 5 12. Give me that scripture. Hebrews 5 12. He said, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, there is a time you have to be a teacher. You cannot do camera all your life. No. You cannot do camera all your life. When I started this church, I started as an usher. Yes. And my ushering that I did, is something when I see this usher thing, I just pity them. My ushering I started from classroom. It's a nursery class. You bring all the chairs out. You clean the place. You bring your church chairs in. Church closes, you take your church chairs out and bring the primary school school chairs in. You do for Sunday and midweek. You fix banner. We used to have a banner. They write, Welcome to Lighthouse Chapel. Those days, the church, the whole church is called Lighthouse. And I did it for years. Then from there, I graduated to play piano. They taught me piano. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3. So if the praise and worship, the one doing the praise, doesn't even sing a song that is off, I'm not stopping. What they've taught is what I'm playing. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 3, 3, 3, 3, 2, 2, 2, 2. You better sing what fit what I'm. If it doesn't fit, hey, play the 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. We praise thy name, O Lord. No, play. So as I'm playing, is the one leading the prayer, the praises, who is off? I mean, I'm not off. So play. We praise thy name, O Lord. We praise thy name, O Lord. I'm not stopping, no. He or she must follow me. No, you must follow the pianist. No, you can't come and say, it's okay, I won't pay you. What's that? I'm not paying you. But the $12 million has not come. Why do I have to pay you? You are looking for $12 million to pay people. You say we should pay you all this thing. Amen. Then from there, I graduated to evangelism.
Yeah. Or doing evangelism, teachers and follow up. Giddy, giddy, giddy. I was on it. Then I became saved pastor from 2008 up to now. I've not done anything again. I've been doing that up to now. And I've become a pastor. From that, they say, we used to write exam, SAP. Hey, SAP. SAP 1, SAP 2. You didn't come and me. Well, you put computer 1 has come. Yeah, shepherd. From shepherd, pastor. From pastor, reverend doctor. Reverend doctor. When they gave me reverend, the doctor was added. Because the one who made me reverend, he's a doctor. So he added a doctor to it. Reverend doctor. Amen. Amen. Yes. A little in your maturity. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. You ought to be a teacher. No, you ought to be a teacher. You cannot remain like this. You see, when you remain like this and you don't do anything in the church, you turn out to become a witch. You'll be a witch. You'll be gossiping about people's marital lives. Have you heard it seems this pastor and the wives are fighting. And so everybody fights. It looks like today Reverend is not happy. It's because you are not involved in anything. Somebody is singing, the song is off, then you laugh. Because you are not involved in anything. If you know what it means to learn a song, when somebody goes off key, you clap. But I pray that may we be involved and may we do a little bit more. Amen. Young pastor, may we do a little bit more. Amen. Hey. Men poor girl, the way is not coming. The very last one, then I'll close. A little bit more in your giving. I'm closing with that one. A little bit more in your giving. Matthew 6:21. I'm closing my iPad. A little bit more in your giving. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. How many of you believe this is your church? How many of you believe, like, or you came from House of Deliverance? They brought you from House of Deliverance. How many of you know that this is your church? Yeah. Most of you don't support anything in this church. You support your school. When they say, what are some of the teachers in your school? Say what? Say Pascal. If they say Sir Pascal is doing his birthday, you contribute. When it's closing, it's time to close the school, our day. Some of you send key soap to Sir Pascal. You send toilet roll. Bishop Wheezy is in the Oh, your clapping is anemic. Your clapping is suffering from. Oh, is that how you celebrate, Bishop? Thank you very much. Bishop, please, you can sit down. Please sit down. If Bishop is here, they have to close. You support this in your school. If they say your headmaster is celebrating, school is vacating, some of you send sardine to your teachers. Your teachers who cane you, who don't add anything to your spirituality. But when you come to church, you make the devil embellish you that and the church is eating your money. You see, and I always say that this work I am doing is not because we need money. No, I don't. Come. No, you cry. I'm not even sure of you. Come. Did you give offering? Come. Did you give offering first? First, the one we're collecting the offering. Did you give offering? Look at this. So if I want to buy a car, how do I buy my car? So if you see me driving a car, it's not her offering. Come. Did you give offering? Come. I like people who give offering. God bless you. Clap for her for giving offering. How much was the offering?
One CD.
How much of one CD do I put together to buy Range Rover? Range Rover tie.
So you tell people there, and the pastors are eating your money. You go and give your money to pastors to eat. What is pastors are eating your money? When you were coming from your home, did you bring your own chair? The chair, did you bring it from your house? The electricity we are using, did we go to speak tongues to the ECG point they gave us? Mandorobo Siriandere Sanda Branda Bahandaria. I'm Reverend. I'm the one, Reverend Doctor. I oversee all the whole churches. We need ECG, 1,000 Ghana to run. You easily come home with a slap. Even though you are a Reverend Doctor, they can slap you. So if I'm depending on these girls, one CD, I'll eat. My wife will eat. My child will eat. I'll buy a car. I have to fuel it. Every Sunday, I have to wait for her one CD. Where would the car come? So when you see me driving Ford, I always say that there are only two cars in the world. Ford and Benz. The rest are moving objects. I see you driving a Benz in Jesus' name. Lift up me, lift up your hand. I see you driving Benz in Jesus' name. If you die, if Benz knock you down and you get to heaven's gate, Peter will not say anything. What killed you? So Benz knock me, enter. How did you die? Please, I was passing a Ford Fiesta 2013 model. It scratched my ear. Then when I went to hospital, they amputate and then I died out of diabetes. Oh, and enter. What killed you? Pragya. Go to hell. Go. Pragya has killed you. If Okada kill you, dear, don't pass. Sit down. But next time you have to. Yes. Make sure if Pragya knock, make sure you don't die. I said Ford and Benz. The rest are what? Moving objects. You drive a Benz. Everybody driving car, their aim is that they'll get Benz. I'm telling you, they didn't tell you. Benz. I see you driving a Benz in Jesus' name. Yeah. You stop taking this trot, achiaya, achiaya. How do you say achiaya in that way? Push. Shift. Eh? Eh? Tetei. Amen. A little bit more in your giving. And tonight, as I'm about to close, I want to challenge you to give. Will you give? Oh, no. Don't let me look stupid. He said, for where your treasure is, unless, of course, you want to stop the church. You want to stop. You see, and our advice, if you are planning on stopping the church, don't go, because look at how far the church has come. Then you have gone to marry some boy. They want to. Your wedding is happening in the classroom, and you have left here. You say you are angry because last time when you came, the placenta leader made you sit at the back. So you are leaving the church. You have gone to join House of Deliverance Ministry, and they are in the classroom, and you are about to marry, and they are marrying you in the classroom, and all your offering has been here. May you stay in Jesus' name. Yeah. And I want to challenge you tomorrow. Help me, please give me my envelopes. I want to pray for you. Yes, I want to pray for you. I want you to give an offering. And the title of this offering is called A Little Bit More. It's called what? Oh, you see, thank you for clapping. Sammy, you see, that's why I'm saying that when we are going somewhere, you follow us. Thank you for clapping. A Little Bit More. Pastor, we don't have money. Look, when I was in Tamale last week, come and see. Remember, when they took the envelope, they brought it. They brought it. You were in Tamale with they brought it. Yeah. We give you an envelope. You used to write a letter to your boyfriend in this thing, Asuchari Secondary School. How will he help you? Please, do you have oil here? Yes, let me put oil on it before this thing. Look. The people who didn't come today, they've missed. Tomorrow is the real conference. I said tomorrow is what? The real conference. I am not asking much. You see, I'm not interested in the money. I am interested in your commitment in doing more. A little bit more. What if we put it on it? Uh-huh. See, I've done it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's okay. You know, you are doing like we are frying egg. A little bit more. A little bit more of 20 Ghana cedis come. You are bringing it tomorrow. Don't disgrace. A little bit more of 20 Ghana cedis.
they are bringing it to. Just write on it. Write a little bit more. Come. God bless you. Stand here. Stand here. I'll pray for you. Stand here. A little bit more. Come. No, come. If you know you won't bring my envelope, don't come for it, because the envelope is a little bit more. You see, and these are the people. These are the people who are. No, if you come to convention, you face pastor. Convention, I'm Sir Corona. No, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. You see, and as you give a little bit more of 20 Ghana cedis, your life is going to, your God is going to do more than you can carry in your life. Receive it. Some of you, what you are collecting from me, it is your wasi. It is. Some of you, it's your BECE 10 ones that you are collecting from me. A little bit more. It's very prophetic. Look, I'm not asking for 30 Ghana cedis. I'm not asking for 100 cedis. I'm asking for 20 Ghana cedis. A little bit more. If I look at your face and I know you won't bring the envelope, I won't give it to you. For some of you, I can see that you won't bring it. You are just coming to waste the envelope. A little bit more. You say you have 20 Ghana. I say you won't bring it. I can show you what you can use 20 Ghana for. You can buy Indomie. And when, if you buy, how much is Indomie? 7 cedis. And then you buy Hollandia. And you drink. You'll be fine. Don't come and waste your money here. 20. Reverend, God bless you for coming here. Well, are you going to be a best man for somebody? I like your shirt too. Me that I'm going to do best man cry, I'm not wearing this shirt. A little bit. Say a little bit more. If you don't have envelope, lift up your hand. A little bit more. A little. I'll be very surprised. There are some people I'm looking at far that I feel that they'll come. A little bit more. Lift up your hand. Hey, are you sure you bring my envelope? A little. Yeah, you people are getting the one with the oil. A little bit more. I said you should write on it what? A little bit more. Take it. God bless you. A little bit more. And tomorrow I'll pray for all the people who are 20. If you bring 30 cedis, I'll give your 10 cedis back to you. It's only 20 cedis I'm looking for. Where again? Okay. A little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. Who is coming? Hey, you are not coming again. Peace. Come. What do you want to use your life for? Don't you have 20 Ghana? The one under the pillow is for who? It's for who? It's for auntie. There's no money under the pillow. Collect. Go and borrow. Even sister never come. Foolish girls. If you don't insult you, who insult you? This is church. We are doing church. Hey, and I've said foolish boy. Father, forgive me my sins in Jesus' name. Oh, I have few envelopes left. A little bit more. Lift up your envelopes. Lord, as they give a little bit, may you do something mighty in their life. You see, some of you, the envelope you have taken, you may not see the effect today. You will see the effect in few years to come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May you receive things without buying with your money. May people call you up and give you things free of charge. In times of adversity, may the Lord send an angel your way to give you something precious. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for them. Sit down. Saved pastors, come. Sit down. Saved pastors or saved teachers, come. If you are a saved teacher, come. Saved teachers, you can do a little bit more. Saved teachers, come. A little bit more of 50 Ghana cedis. See, you have started insulting me in your head. A little bit more. Now, more 50 Ghana. More 50 Ghana. But these are the pastors we came with. Where are the pastors, the resident pastors? Or they've traveled to Sokode. A little bit more. Mama, you're a tricker. Why? You're a tricker. Why? You're a tricker. A little bit more. You drive a car. You drive a car. Mommy, you have car already, but you want to drive aeroplane. Even those, anybody selling second-hand aeroplane, LP wants to buy some. What's it? Ah, the other people heavy, no. Ford, I help you receive Ford. Ford, we have Ford Escape. Nice one. That's a 4x4, it's like your car. But I mean, I'm driving Ford Fiesta. Is. Yeah, but God will elevate me. My last envelope. Did I know teacher around? My last envelope, teacher. Peace, is that you? Come for it. How have you come? You have gone to hide at the back. They are wondering how I know you. Don't mind them. You, this is a great family. But you can't give 50 Ghana cedis. You can't give, of course, you are there. The boy are sitting by, is that a beloved? Take your, is that a beloved? It's eyeing you. Hey, you have to pay. Only bra, my bra, or girl, who? Lift it up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. May you bless these teachers as they give for the furtherance of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful teacher, sit down, give me. If you have not collected envelope, you want to give 10 Ghana, 5 Ghana. This is, you see, conference, eh? Which people? No, no, don't come for 5. No, you people, you're only special. No, don't come for 5. Why are you coming for 5 Ghana? 5 Ghana, 10 Ghana, Rashe, come. You can't be here, you have not taken any envelope. Come. Quick. Ah, where are my big sis? Kakra. Hey, where are the big sis? It's okay. Hey, Anita. You too. Eh? You came for the first one. 1,000 Ghana. Ah. Hiya. Oh, sing some song for me, sir. The poor God can tie their hearts. Everybody is supposed to come for envelope. Everybody. 5 Ghana, 10 Ghana, a little bit more. A little bit more. Everybody, hey, madam, 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 pass here. You came already. Uh-huh. Help me. Mimi, lady pastor, Mimi. Don't. Hey, will you bring it? Half it. His glory. Chok. Ay, ay, ay. Hey, the envelope you are gathering like this is for your ancestors. This is the last one I'm sharing. Some of you, as you are taking the envelope, I don't even trust you.
Raining for you, and I'm just
okay. All of you should put your money inside that one.
Raining for you, and I'm just 16.
Don't. Oh, stand to your feet and let's sing it as we close. They are not closing.
He began to reign in Israel. He reigned in Israel.
It's okay, got it. Father, we want to thank you for this afternoon session. For you have glorified your name. Father, we are very confident and convinced that we didn't come to waste our time, but we have come to do that which you have called us to do. We know that, Lord, we have planted your seed. May you water it and let it germinate into good fruit in the heart of these young ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome LP Nana.
Waiting for you when I'm just 16.
Hallelujah! Make some noise! Hallelujah! Have you been blessed today?
Yes.
Day one has been awesome. Amen.
Amen.
And the preaching has passed everywhere, isn't it? Have you learnt a lot?
Yes.
And are you going to do a little bit more? A little bit more in your offering. Amen. A little bit more in what you do. And I like the part that, what do you play? Ask somebody, what do you play? I'm also going to play. You watch me. Amen. Because I've received the message. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I believe that whole Safe Church has changed. Do you agree with me? Do you agree? And do you know that if whole church has changed, it means you too, you have changed. You have advanced. Hallelujah. I said amen. Wahoo, we can take our seats. God bless you so much. EK for such a powerful message. Amen. Amen. And one of the things I like is how you control the children as well. Amen. It means that we don't have to leave anybody out. They are all what? Conference participants. And they can hear the message. They can hear. So, and they have to listen. Amen. God bless you. I believe that all of us are transformed and we are being challenged to do more, to top up, and to attain newer levels. Reverend Williams.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.